Blog Talk Radio.
And seeing how he is now and him mentoring us and teaching us, I feel like one of his most important pieces of advice were
and to kind of reiterate a little bit on what he was saying, actually, you actually made me think of something. No matter what the office throws at you, hit it out the park, no matter what it is. Even if they tell you to dress up in a chicken suit and cluck around and do something, be the best at it, no matter what it is. Always hit it out the park.
And if I have a little time, like a little quick story that he would always tell us, if, like this is going off of what Ortiz said, he would always tell us about the story when Eddie Guerrero first was brought the whole gimmick to be with China and do the whole Latino heat, and it was more comedic and stuff like that. He would tell us that Eddie hated it. He, you know, Eddie always prided himself on being a serious wrestler, and he didn't want to be a joke and laughed at and all this stuff. But then, you know, Conan had a talk with him, and pretty much the same thing that he tells us is no matter what they throw at you, you make it gold and you make it your own. And as we all know, and you know, history has proven, you know, he took that gimmick and made it gold and made it his own, and he was absolutely adored for it. So,
one of his greatest runs.
Hey guys, I'm Manuel Figueroa from Last Word on Pro Wrestling. You guys were talking about your Latin roots, and back in last summer, you guys had the best match in Puerto Rico. Are there plans of coming back, or just was one deal thing?
Well, honestly, wrestling in Puerto Rico was one of the greatest experience we've ever had. In not just in pro wrestling, but in our lives, you know, being a part of the culture and going over there and kicking it with everyone and having the respect of what you're putting out and what you're doing. We definitely don't want it to be a last time thing. We all know, you know, the hurricane happened and a lot of things were, the island was pretty much tossed upside down, and you know, everyone is still recovering
up.
And everyone is recovering and still, you know, trying to keep things going. So definitely when the opportunity comes and we definitely want to make it happen and return to the island.
Yeah, 100%. It was definitely one of those highlights in our career so far. And we would love to go back on a regular basis, a semi-regular basis, if our schedule allows it. And it's just a matter of timing. And hopefully everything falls into place and we can make it back sooner than later.
Hello, guys. This is Aaron Barbel from Wrestling Inc. Thank you so much for doing this. Now, congratulations on your storyline with the OGs and your Slammiversary match. Now, after such a brutal encounter, where do you see an escalation from a 51-50 street fight?
Honestly, there's no other place to go than legit to the street. That's, I mean, you know, knowing all of our backgrounds, we've all had to come up in some of the worst conditions in New York City, in some of the worst neighborhoods. And, you know, we've all experienced some real tough things. But to me, I don't think as far as where this feud is going and what we've done so far, I don't think a building and a ring is going to be able to contain, you know, what we're going to do and what we're about to do. So, yeah, I think that's totally the next step is taking it to the street legitimate.
I say put us in a cage. 100%. Lock us up, put us in a cage, and just let us go at it and just brutalize each other. I want a cage!
Thanks so much.
No problem.
Hey guys, I'm Manuel Figueroa, back again from Left World Pro Wrestling. Before you became LAX, you described your wrestling style as laid back, and then when LAX with you guys started, you described it was an aggressive style. Does that change, or did you guys find a balance between laid back and aggressive since this new age in Impact Wrestling?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, for me personally, just generally, like the way I like to wrestle, I like to be a variety act. I like to have the strong style. I like to have the comedy. I like to do the lucha. And more for Santana, the aggressive style is more where he's at, that hard-hitting style. And I think that contrast is what makes us special as a tag team. For me, when we first got to Impact, I was kind of taken out of my comfort zone because, like I said, I'm more of a comedic showman, but I also like to do the hard-hitting when it calls for it. So I needed to find my footing. I feel now way more comfortable doing the LA and working at it. I'm still like watching back video and trying to tweak things and try things differently. I think the transition was easier for Santana than it was for me. And I'm still learning. I'm still trying to find my footing. But I think I found a good balance in between. But I'm working at it every day. Every time we do indie shows and we do other shows, I'm constantly trying new things and I'm constantly trying to tweak my wrestling style. I'm my worst critic, and Santana is too.
Yeah, same thing he said.
There you go.
Take a question here from Chris Beadle. Out of every tag team you faced, who was the most?
Wrestling the Hardys and Dudleys, honestly, for me. I don't know what it'd be for Santana, but just seeing how the crowd reacts to someone on their level, like, they're definitely on another level. They're legends in the tag team game. And, just seeing how they go in there and how they react to the crowd, the little nuances. For me, definitely, that was one of the teams that kind of take it to the next level. And also, I would have to throw it out there, Super Smash Brothers from Canada, just wrestling that style. Like, they've wrestled a lot of they did a lot of Dragon Gate USA and stuff like that. Again, that goes back to what I said earlier about loving early 90s Michinoku Pro Wrestling, and then going up to C4 for the first time, we got to do a little mini feud with them, and just going in and being able to wrestle that style definitely got us a lot better at doing that, like, high-paced indie style, I would say, of match, and then wrestling the Hardys and Dudleys was just, like, a different level, and, like, learning from them was just like, oh, wow, like, this is why you do this, and this is why you do that.
Yeah, what's great is that we got to wrestle them together in the same match. So we got, you know, we had so much knowledge being shared and passed, and I'm thankful and forever grateful to all four of those guys for even after the match taking the time to sit with us and talk with us and share advice and you know, stuff like that is forever, you know, appreciated. And Super Smash Brothers, definitely a team that helped us, you know, get our style together and really took us to the limit as far as the style goes. And also another tag team that I'll have to say is the Wolves, man. American Wolves, wrestling those dudes, was just on another level. And they taught us the art of nonstop. You know what I mean? You're kicking a guy's ass. You ain't going to take a break from kicking that guy's ass. You're going to keep kicking that guy's ass until, one, he's not moving, or, two, he starts to fight back. And, and the same thing with them, you know, both those guys after the match, you know, it was a grueling match. We went at it for what, almost 30 minutes. And after the match, you know, they sat with us and shared their advice, and forever grateful.
To kind of go back on an earlier question, I forgot who asked it, and then just about learning and getting advice, just after the American Wolves match, you maybe did something. I was still trying to fight my comedicness, and then, like, Davey pulled me to the side and was just like, don't do that there, especially at this point in the match. And, like, it just clicked for me, like, just my natural want and need to be, like, comedic and stuff. But in certain matches, it definitely doesn't call for it, and it kind of takes away from it, that atmosphere, when you want that, like, that fight where everyone's really into it, and it just, like, you're in the zone. And then when you kind of do something comedic, you kind of come out that zone and you kind of kill the momentum a little bit. That was a huge learning experience wrestling with them.
Hey, this is Riju from SportsKiller again. My question is, both of you spoke about your own match at Slammiversary, and it was pretty fantastic. But this is a question for both of you. What matches did you enjoy watching as fans of pro wrestling?
On Slammiversary or just in general?
Yes. On Slammiversary.
Slammiversary? Sammy and Pentagon was another great match that we saw. You know, they, like, every match delivered, and every match on Slammiversary had its place, and they delivered what they needed to deliver. So that's a real tough question. It was the whole show, top to bottom, was amazing. I got to watch it back a few days after when I got home. And, that's a tough one.
For me, I would say honestly. For me, I would say the Phoenix, Johnny Impact, was it Petey, and
Ishimori.
Who's a Seidel?
Ishimori.
Ishimori, yes. That, just to go back, that's the style of wrestling I love, that high impact, go, like, doing crazy, innovative style of wrestling. So, like, just for me, as the type of wrestling fan that I am, that match definitely stood out for me. Like, those are the type of matches I like to do. Those are the type of matches I like to watch that entertain me the most. Not taken away from anyone else. Like you said, Penta and Sammy was dope. No matter what we feel about OVE, like, they definitely went out there and they killed it. Like, and to go off of what Santana was saying, everybody killed it. Everyone put in their effort. And I'm always hyped to see Sue Young. I just love her character. Just the face paint in her facials is dope.
Yeah, and then not only that, but Slammiversary was honestly speaking, the like one of the first pay-per-views that I actually watched, like, from beginning to end, and in a long time, and I enjoyed the entire show. Like, I, you know, usually I'll watch wrestling and I'll skip through some things and I'll, you know, fast forward whatever, but like, I watched straight through, and I was you know, hooked straight through, and you know, it was definitely a good experience to go back and watch it.
Thank you.
Hey, Riju, before we let you go, we'll take LAX out of the equation. What was your favorite Slammiversary match?
Probably the Pentagon and Sami Callihan match. I think it is one of the best matches I've watched this year.
Well, actually, it's a pretty good segue to a question we got from Samuel Mackey. He wants to know, are you guys LAX interested in mixing it up with the Lucha Brothers?
Actually, we have twice. One time in California for Bar Wrestling, and one time in Massachusetts for Beyond Wrestling. And both times we shut it down. Like those are two dudes that they have one speed just like us, and it was it was great to be in there with those dudes. So definitely go and seek those matches out.
Definitely yes. We wrestled them 100 times. Their talent is insane. It's dope. It's crazy being in the ring with talent like that. Like, they can literally wrestle themselves. You don't have to do much. And just being in there with them, like, it takes me mentally to another level. Like, you can ask Santana. Sometimes I go into matches and I'm like, all right, let's rock and roll. But with them, I'm always in the zone, not taking away from any of our other opponents. It's just, you know, just I'm an old man now, so it's hard to kind of get me to rock and roll. But when I'm facing off against them, it's just I'm in another level. I'm psyched out, and I love it.
Hey guys, this is Herman Bridger here. Evan Carter here again. So I just mentioned earlier on that you really always set yourself goals throughout your career. Of course, got a very busy period coming up now, but little things in between that you kind of got your eyes on that you want to kind of get done?
Yeah, I mean, like we said, we're always striving to get better and striving to elevate ourselves, not just in the ring, but in general, as far as our brand and as far as individuals. But honestly, one of our main goals is to head to Japan and to mix it up with the talent over there. I mean, you know, bar none, those are some of the greatest wrestlers in the world today. And to be able to go and step foot in the ring with those guys and to learn from all those guys, it would definitely, you know, be a great experience for us. And it's definitely one of our top goals heading to Japan and doing all that.
Definitely going to Japan. And if I make it over there, I don't think I'm ever going to come back. I think I'm going to get I'm going to have to figure out some legal dispute with my contract because I don't think I'm just never going to come back. I'm just going to stay there forever.
In other words, I'm screwed.
Brilliant. Cheers, guys.
Finally, we'll take one last question here from Michael Tapps. Would like to know, would you guys be interested in defending in an Ultimate X match? And are there any match types you've never participated in that you would like to?
Ultimate X was always one of our favorite matches growing up. And I mean, just seeing everyone's innovation, I feel like every time that match was put on the card and everyone in that match always thought of ways to be innovative and do something different and stand out. So we would definitely be interested in doing a – has there ever been a tag team Ultimate X match?
I mean, I'm trying to take back. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
well,
because it was mostly for the
hey,
X Division type.
Well, listen up. I think it's time to make history again in the first ever tag – Ultimate X, if it hasn't,
yeah.
And what was the other part?
I think it was what other type of match would you want to do?
We haven't done a cage match, right? We haven't done a scaffold. I think that's what we should have done with the old LAX. Kick it back to old school and do a scaffold match like back in the day.
I'm trying to think. A strap match would be dope. Like, just do some, like, really old school tag team matches. I would love to do it just to say I've done it. Ultimate X would be dope. It would definitely... challenge us, to say the least, and we love being challenged. Like keep challenging us. We want to test ourselves as performers. So yeah, Ultimate X would definitely be a crazy challenge for us. And yeah.
Alrighty, guys. Well, before we wrap it up, I do have to ask both of you two. You have to be excited. October 14th, Melrose Ballroom, right there in Queens, your backyard. You guys got to be excited for Bound for Glory.
Hell yeah, Bound for Glory is coming to our home, the nastiest, the grittiest city of them all, New York City. And, yeah, man, you guys are in for a treat. And just like Slammiversary, Impact is not gonna lose the momentum of what we've been doing. And, yeah, man, everyone is planning to give you the greatest show possible. And yeah, we can't wait, man.
Yeah, we'll be at home, and my dad could come see me and wrestle on that stage. It's going to be dope for me just to have my family there and, like, just have my dad see where I've gone because he's seen me backyard wrestling, and he just didn't get it up until this point where I'm doing it as a profession and doing it. And it's going to be awesome for me. It'll definitely hit home.
And not only that, to go off on what Ortiz was saying, straight up, this is straight shooting. if it wasn't for Ortiz's dad, we would not be where we're at today. That man,
100%.
That man legitimately sponsored us. He paid for every rental car. He gave us money. He made sure that we got to do what we got to do, and you know, we're forever gonna be grateful for that man. Straight up,
100%. And just the payoff, just getting him to see us wrestle at home on the big stage, it's gonna be awesome. And we got a surprise, and hopefully it works out for Bound for Glory. I can't say what it is, but I'm just hoping everything falls into part. Everything falls into place.
You said it's going
to It's gonna be crazy.
And if it does, get ready, Papa. Get ready.
Yeah.
All right. Well, give Santana the final word, and then we'll open up for Ortiz real quickly. Santana, your final thoughts as we wrap it up this week.
Yo, I mean.
Yeah.
Good luck to everyone for the support, and
it's
been an interesting year, and we look forward to continuing.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Also,
travel the world and
what I had still happen when we come back, and still have to pay that.
And yeah, keep supporting, keep watching LAX, keep watching Impact Wrestling. It's only going to get better. We got some of the greatest guys in the back.
Not this week, the next 2 weeks.
Everyone is hungry, and like I said before, everyone is ready to put out their best. So, man, and follow us on social media at Santana LAX on Twitter and Instagram. And,
Ortiz, the floor is yours.
Stay tuned. That's all I can say. We're excited. We're motivated, honestly, like never before. I'm motivated like I'm year one in wrestling. And you kind of get to a point where you've been doing this so long and you kind of get stuck in the routine. But definitely with everything coming, it's definitely a little spark on the both of us. And I just can't wait. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I wish I could time travel and just already get to the matches already. And we're just excited. We're training hard, and it's going to be a crazy ride. And just please just watch the crazy ride. Join along with us. And, Ortiz LAX on Instagram. It would have been the same if someone has Ortiz LAX on Twitter, and they won't let me get it. So screw that.
He really won't. You don't understand. He really won't let me. since we changed our gimmicks on social media, he's been pissed off that someone has. So he always has
That's
to make sure that he tells people, yo, it's not the same because someone had it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a social media world these days. You got to give him a break.
Nah, I'm not giving that person a break. Not at all.
I was giving you the break for going off on him.
Gotcha. Thank you. I appreciate it, Ross. Thank you. Someone's up my side. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Ortiz, we can't let you go. What's the hair going to be in 10 days when we're back in Toronto?
I don't know. I'm kind of going to start experimenting with my hair since I have so much of it. I think about
so much hair. You're going to have one part doing one thing, one part doing another.
Yeah. It's going to start getting crazy. People are going to start looking at me like, what the hell is he doing? Like, yeah, I think I might do the reverse Mr. T. Braid the middle and just have the sides sticking out on the afro, you know what I mean? Or I don't know. I'm just going to experiment. Maybe I'll throw some color in it or not. I have no idea.
Well, I'm sure it will be certainly entertaining about 10 days up in Toronto.
I can't wait for Ross to just shit all over you nonstop. This is going to be great.
All righty, guys. Santana Ortiz, appreciate it very much. Media, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ross.
Thanks, Ross.
You got it.
Q&A session is over. Goodbye.